Welcome to the Journeys in Business podcast. I'm Jess, owner of Jess Creatives. This podcast is here to inspire and empower you as I talk with other entrepreneurs about their journey in business. Let's get into the show.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, Jess. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great today.
Yes. So why don't we start off with you introducing yourself, telling us about what you do.
All right. Well, thank you for having me again. And my name is Shamel Evans, and I am a faith mentor and a product and resource creator. And my personal brand is all about fusing biblical truth with creative application to help women to grow in their faith journey. It's about helping women to go from this point of just striving and juggling it all to showing up in life, being anchored in their faith and illuminating their power of influence and chasing after their heart's desires and their calling without feeling guilty. Just really doing everything that God has called them to do, but doing it in a way that feels good to them.
Oh, I love that. That's super awesome. So how did you get into this? How did you end up as a faith mentor?
Well, let me just say, when I first launched, it was under Shamel's Creations, and it was really more of just creating items, purses, jewelry that just was inspirational for women so that they can wear and share their truth in the everyday. So it's whether that was jewelry, a t-shirt, a pouch that I created, it was because I like making and creating products. So Everything was more of like this hands-on handmade shop effect. But after that process, I kind of had this stirring that I wanted to do more and be more. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't sure what it was until my second son decided he wanted to come into this world as a 25-weeker preemie. And so that whole thing was kind of like the awakening of like my own personal faith journey.
Yeah.
And I felt in that time that God was taking me out of a season of working with the government until being a stay-at-home mom, being a nurse, and providing for my son.
Yeah.
And I felt this deep calling that this is the more, like he wants me to be more vocal, share my journey, be transparent that, you know, trying to be a wife and mom, creative and business owner, it's a lot, but you can do it by sharing that story and helping other women to see that, hey, the journey may be a little bit rough, but if you stay anchored in God and his truth and light and just allow that to be your foundation, you can do anything that you want to do. So I'm just like excited about helping women to overcome their negative mindset and just really tapping into who they are in Christ, their power of influence to influence their home, their business, and their ministry. So that's kind of where this journey has evolved to.
Oh, that's awesome. Being an entrepreneur definitely has its ups and downs.
It does.
And I think we need a lot more people like you out there encouraging and helping others, being a mentor, because, I mean, it can be lonely. It can be hard. Mm-hmm. Like, there are definitely the low days, even the low seasons.
Right.
And staying encouraged is a big part of, like,
it's like its own department, rather.
Yes.
You know, when you think about business, like being an entrepreneur, most of the time we all are starting alone.
Mm-hmm.
So to have that fire, that fuel to like keep at it, even on those days when it don't look right or feel right, that's kind of that fire for me, being that mentor to say, hey, ladies, I'm struggling. I have these three boys and I'm all over the place. You know, trusting in my why, my purpose, and knowing that it's going to get better. And so we just need to encourage and empower each other and just take it one step at a time.
Yes. Amazing. I love it. So what is your favorite part about what you do?
My favorite part is that I know that I'm an encourager. Mm-hmm. I know that I love to create. My parents and my husband say I'm like a Jan of all trades. If it's a hammer or a saw, I'll try it, you know?
Yeah.
So I love this creating and making things. So the best part about my business is that God allowed me to blend both of those love in a way where I'm at home with my family. I'm providing, you know, for my children and having that flexibility to be wife and mom. But then I have that piece of me that allows me to go out there to encourage other women, other moms and business owners that they can do whatever they want to. And just to be real and transparent about the journey that, you know, it's not going to always be easy, but we have to equip ourselves and have strategies to move forward in everything, any aspect of life. So ultimately, I just want to be able to change the lives of women, to change their hearts, their attitudes, their atmospheres for the glory of God. Because when we can do that, we can walk out and be anything and everything that we wanted to do. So that encouragement and that creative spark, it allows me to be on a mission to just empower other women. So I'm just grateful that God has allowed me to continue to evolve on my journey as being an entrepreneur, to do these things that I'm passionate about.
Yeah. So was learning the, cause I'm, you know, I'm strictly service-based, but was learning like the product part of business, like, was that difficult? Like, or did you just, was that something that you were like familiar with growing up, or were you like, okay, I'm going to do products. Like, I got to learn how to, you know, ship things and taxes and listings and like all that. Cause I feel like, I mean, I hear a lot of people who do products, like, it's a whole other beast in itself.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a whole other factor. A lot of this is self-taught, really just getting out there, learning, seeing what other people are doing, listening to workshops. Really, it's just about taking that leap of faith and just saying, okay, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
So a lot that I've done is just trying it and, like, just learning as I go, figuring out what works, what doesn't work. And then once I kind of have that little fusion of what feels right to me, I'm just working at it. Even with my business, like, I enjoy creating, but because of this new direction of being a faith mentor, I knew that I didn't want to just say, oh, I'm stopped making, I'm not going to make products, but I wanted to do in a way where it allows me to still have that creativity, but it's the product is called Faith Field Box. So it's a little bi-monthly box that I create with products that are made by me. But just learning how to, like, put that box together, how to market it, how to write products and create it, and how to advertise it. Like, all of that, it could take you years to figure out that whole thing. But the one thing that I'm really transparent about is just start. You have to start somewhere and just launch it. So you kind of learn as you go, and you figure out what works for you.
Yeah, that has been a reoccurring message in several of these interviews is just start.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. You can't be afraid to fail.
Right.
To start. And it's, again, another thing you said, you just tweak. You try something. Try it out. If it doesn't work, try something else.
Try it again. And it's, the thing is that one of the great things that I like about being a faith mentor is that, you know, we kind of take that whole perfection down and just say, you're a woman of faith. Like, perfection is not even in your vocabulary.
Right.
You know, it's about being graceful, like operating under grace, realizing that the word of God says that we know our plans, but he orders our steps. So that, once again, have that plan, take action, but be okay that he may change some things, or get in the process of doing something and figure out that you like it or you don't, but it's okay. Like, isn't that one reason why we become entrepreneurs? So we can have that flexibility, figure out what works for us and what doesn't work for us. So we're not in this box, you know? So it's like taking that freedom, like, don't put God in a box and don't put yourself in a box.
Yes.
So allow yourself to just be able to explore what works for you. Because just this last week, I was like, you know what? I have this service package, but I really don't want to do that no more. And you know what? I'm okay with shifting and changing. And that's why I'm so passionate about letting women to know that there's going to be different seasons in life, and you have to be willing to shift, evolve, and just sometimes just say, I'm not doing anything, you know?
I think that I loved how you said, we become entrepreneurs because we want this freedom.
Right.
But then I know so many business owners feel trapped by, like, I've been doing this for X amount of years, and I feel like I'm stuck doing it because, you know, I've built my brand around this. But it's like, you're your own boss.
Right.
You can change. You can get rid of services. You can do like a 180 and change everything. It's not that you have to keep doing this because that's what you said you were gonna do. So it's, you have to give yourself some grace, be able to try new things and allow yourself to say, I don't like this, and I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna take a different step and try this other thing. I think you have to do what you're passionate about, because otherwise it's
going to fall.
It's going to fall apart. You're going to start feeling, I mean, it is work, but it's, you're going to dread walking into your office or going to the couch or whatever. Right. Like, you have to keep doing what you're passionate about. And sometimes that means shifting, trying new things.
Right.
It's scary, but.
Right. But see, that's what we have to realize. Mm-hmm. That's where true power is. The power of recognizing when you're changing mm-hmm. and recognizing when there may be some things you're working on that you're kind of decluttering, some things that God is stretching you and growing you to. That is where real power is. Real power is not in, well, I set up out for 2016 to record a video every month and then you come up short, but then you put that pressure on mm-hmm. yourself that you didn't succeed, but rather rework the story and just say, hey, I went after something and I realized I didn't want to do those videos for 12 months, but I'm learning who I am. That's what your business is about, learning your why, what you're passionate about, and sharing it with the world.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of, and you've kind of touched on this already, but what would you say is your big why?
My big why is to leave a legacy where I've impacted the lives of women. Mm. I know that God has called me to speak to the hearts of women. And it really is to change their hearts, because when our hearts are in alignment with God, when they're set apart, really founded in Him, then that changes the way we think, our perspectives, our attitude.
Yeah.
Whether that's in your home, your biz, and your community, that attitude is everything. And when your attitude is in a positive mindset and you're eager and you're driven and you have that fuel, then guess what? That's birthed into your atmosphere, the way you walk, you care for yourself, the things that you do in life. So ultimately, we're fusing our faith in the everyday. And so ultimately, my purpose and my why is to share the light of God, to share His word and truth, so that that's our foundation as women of faith. And that if you keep that foundation, then when we start throwing up these 2x4s in the roof, the house will come crumbling down. So,
yes.
And my big thing is, if God has only called me to reach one woman, then I've done my why, you know, and I'm okay with that.
Yes.
So it's learning to celebrate what's my why, what's my legacy, and just doing the things that's evolved around that.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love that. And it, I think a lot of people, I know a lot of moms especially, and non-moms, really want to leave a good legacy for their kids, their family, and just in general, like outside of family too.
Right.
But I think that's really cool when people can like value that legacy.
Right.
And not just living a life.
Right.
You know, like haphazardly.
Right. And so you hit it right on the head, because we have to realize as women, one of our gifts is being an influence. Like, God calls us to that. Like, when you think about the Proverbs 31 woman, she's like this influential woman that's in the home, that's out working, ministry, community. Yeah. Like, she's doing all these things. And we have to realize that's what God has called us to. Mm-hmm. So our individual calling, like you're in business, you're a website creator, you know, you're doing all these great things. That's your personal calling. But your calling is allowing you to reach many people, to influence other women to be great at what they want to do in their business life. So we have to tap into our why so that we can influence that power, influence, and impact what God has called us to do.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Mm-hmm. So if you could go back to your first week, your first month of business, and like sit yourself down and tell yourself something, what would you say?
I would shake myself. I think the big thing for me is that, honestly, we live in this social media era where you see all these businesses doing great things and they're so-called successful in your perspective, and you think everything happens overnight, you know? Mm-hmm. So for me, it was kind of like, oh, I have this idea. Let me take off.
Yeah.
I wish I would have taken time to say, okay, I have this why, but let me let that marinate, you know, let it sit with me for a minute to figure out what that looks like in my daily living. How do I want to operate this why in my business, and what feels good to me? I think initially I was like, well, everybody is doing this and they say you have to create this type of product, or you should be on social media doing this, you should blog. And I found myself getting farther away from my why because I was so caught up in the XY formula of how, or how are you supposed to run a business. And there are some great tools out there for running a business.
Right.
But I'm learning that everything isn't supposed to keep you binded to that.
Yeah.
You should have that opportunity to say, okay, that's a great tool, resource. Is it for me?
Mm-hmm.
So I would have just taken time to really slow down a little bit, really thought about, okay, God is calling me to be a faith mentor and to create these resources and products. What is the best way that feels good to me and speaks to the heart of the women that I'm talking to?
Mm-hmm.
And really putting that plan of action together and sticking with it.
Yeah,
I must say that I've come up with probably 3,000 plans and I feel like I'm over here, I'm over there. But what I'm saying is just creating a simple one or two pager saying, this is my why, this is how I'm going to do it, and these are going to be my focus if I want to break it down to quarterly or monthly, and just stick with it, like work the plan. And
like
along the way, evolve, allow yourself that grace to figure out, oh, didn't work, that didn't work. And be okay with it. And then, you know, just kind of use that as a stepping stone for each year. I was just kind of like shooting arrows. And then you feel yourself getting frustrated, overwhelmed, and just wanting to quit every day.
Yes.
But then here it goes again. You got to get back to that why and that purpose, because that's going to be the fuel that's going to push you to keep going.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. going back to the, when you talked about there's all these tools and strategies and shoulds and should nots.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've even gotten caught up in that, but I feel like thankfully there are some more people talking recently, not a lot, but some about you don't have what works for you may not work for me.
Right.
Like you don't have to do it. Again, it's our business.
Right.
And it may not, like, yeah, this tool may be great. This strategy may be great, but you can try it. But if it doesn't work, if you don't like it, either stop doing it or change it. You know, like maybe you shift the strategy a little bit or use something else differently. And I feel like a lot of people get sucked into, like, well, that's what she said. Do
right, and you should do it.
And so you keep doing this thing that you don't like, and you know, there's a fine line between, you know, okay, well, Pinterest is really powerful for driving traffic. If you like really hate Pinterest, or you're like you're not blogging, or you don't want to, whatever, you don't want to spend money on it. I mean, there's like a fine line between. Okay, well, this really does work. Like, should I do it? But maybe if I don't do it, can I outsource it or automate it somehow? And then like, well, I don't want to do that, so I'm not going to. And then you don't grow.
Right.
But it's like you have to find the fine line. And obviously you don't have to jump on every single trend, every single social media platform, every strategy that everyone's using. But you do have to try some things in order to grow and evolve, like you said. But yeah, it's don't get sucked up into every tool. Like I know people who sign up for every single tool, every single platform, and then they're like, well, I have an account. I don't really use it.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, like I've seen a lot of people when they're like, hey, in Facebook groups, you know, hey, what about XYZ? And I'll see comments like, yeah, I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
I have an account. That's about it.
Right.
Like either just get rid of it. Don't like have it on your plate, something else to think about or.
To stress yourself over why not over here doing this.
Yeah, don't put this pressure on yourself to.
Right.
Keep doing all of these things.
Right. And exactly. And you hit it right on the head. And I think when I first started, like you said, it was like, I need to be on every single social media.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, Shamel, you're one woman. You're somebody's wife. You're three little boys' mom, you know, and you're doing stuff outside of your business. You need time to breathe for yourself. You have to maintain a home, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really be real with yourself because just like you, your daily schedule may not be like mine, you know?
Right.
So you have to figure out, you may have time to be on three platforms and maybe I'm just on one and that's maybe one time a week, you know?
Yeah.
So we just have to figure out what really works for us as business owners and be okay with it. And I personally, from a lesson learned, master one at a time. Mm-hmm. Focus, like for me, even from the beginning, I was on all of them. I'm finding that I enjoy being on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So, and because you enjoy being on it, you will probably utilize it more for your business.
Yep.
You know, at first it's like, oh, I need to be on Twitter doing this. I tweet here and there, but it's not like my favorite.
Yeah.
So for me, I've set goals that for 2017, I'm going to be decluttering and shifting some things. And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
What, maybe down the road in 2017, I may come back and be like, oh, I want to be on Twitter. I can just open up the account again.
Just reopen.
Reopen it. But just be okay with just changing and figure out, have a focus. For me, being a woman in business, especially if you're having multiple roles, you just got to focus on one or two things. And just once that gets momentum and going and you feel like a need that you need to take that next step, then take it. Mm-hmm. But don't put that pressure on yourself to try to be everything at all times for all people. It just doesn't work.
Don't do it. I read or heard somewhere an idea of like, try, if you have all these ideas or like things you want to try, whatever, signing up for things, do like one a month.
Yeah.
Like, sign up for Twitter this month. Mm-hmm. Try it. And some things need a longer period, but it's like just focus. Like if you're starting a business, maybe you just start with Facebook and then you get the hang of it. You get the hang of groups and posting and being consistent. And then like, okay, next month I'm going to try Twitter. But then obviously, like we've said, you can quit. You can quit Twitter, but just one a month instead of like, okay, so I'm going to set up Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat in one day and then forget all of these accounts, forget to
crash and burn.
Then you're just like, I am tired of social media. I want to quit. I don't want, you know, so.
And you don't want to be stretched too thin either, you know?
No, yeah. But sticking to or mastering one platform on social media at a time is a really smart idea for those who are just starting out.
Right.
And like I've heard people say, you know, Twitter didn't work for me. I didn't get anything out of it. It was, I wasn't interacting with anybody. Okay, so then don't be on it. Like, just if you love Instagram, you have a bunch of engagement and followers and community there.
That's where you should be.
Just stick with Instagram. Like, go for it. No one said you have to be on every platform.
Right. And I think the thing is, if you allow yourself to do that, you start to develop techniques that work for you. So, like for me, I've learned that I love being on Instagram. And you know, I had this thing where, oh, I'm supposed to blog 5 days a week because this Pinterest guy said I'm supposed to do it, you know? And so I did it for a month and was like burnt out because I'm like, I love to write, but with having three kids and trying to create the content and the graphics, I just crashed and burned. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, Instagram allows me to still write content, but it's in small chunks.
Yeah,
I feel like I still can do a pretty picture that I like, a little inspiration, and then, hey, you want more, you can go back to my, you know, site.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, that's a great tool because it gives me that little, the best of both worlds without feeling overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So I think once you, as a new entrepreneur, master that one and then start developing tactics and different ways you can market your business in a way that's authentic, not too salesy. And for me, that's been just sharing my story, like being transparent, sharing my struggles or how I help other clients and different products, but sharing in a way that speaks to your heart and shares who you are and what you're doing in this world.
Have you found that as you've started sharing your story more and your struggles, have you found that you connect more with people, or how is that like how has that impacted your business?
Well, it's impacted my business a lot. First, there's a lot of more engagement because, you know, of course you get on social media a lot for business to get that engagement and get people to redirect back to your site.
Yeah.
So for me, it's more engagement, but the thing that I love the best is just really having that transparency and vulnerability and just meeting people right where they are.
Yeah.
Just encouraging them, inspiring them. there may be one or two, one out of every six posts that I'm really like pitching or trying to
right.
showcase a product. But most of the time I get on there is because one, I feel led that someone needs to be encouraged or to put a smile on somebody's face mm-hmm. because you just never know what people are going through. So for me, especially for my audience, I'm speaking to women that are in multiple roles and juggling different things. So I want to share with her little snippets because honestly, if you're a mom of kids and stuff, you just don't have time to read a whole So for me, if it's just giving her that little snippet of encouragement, a cute little graphic or a picture of me or doing something to say, hey, this is real world, like my office looked like my kids just came in here and just had a meltdown, you know. But I think it gives you an opportunity to speak with your audience and just allow them to connect with you, because I think if they start to connect with you on your social media, they're going to be like, hey, who is Shamel? I want to check out more of what she's doing, her services. Yeah. And so it kind of gives you that other thing of driving traffic back to you. Mm-hmm. And then also it just kind of establishes you. Like if you have that consistent kind of engagement, it kind of established people. There's been ladies that's been like, I've been waiting to hear from you. I've been waiting for your post, you know.
That is awesome.
Or I get people to say that message was right on time. You know, in the midst of it, I'm thinking this was just me spilling out my heart because I just had a meltdown today. But then there's another lady on the end like, I'm so glad you shared that because it was right on time. Yeah. So I think the big thing is that as entrepreneurs, we have a gift, we have a why, but we have to realize let's not get caught up in this box of it's just about me and my biz. Mm-hmm. You are called to do something greater. It's much bigger than you. So use those social media channels and those different avenues to share what you're doing and share who you are in your heart. Because once again, you're not just your business.
Yeah.
You know, so share that side of you that wants to be vulnerable, because when people connect with that, and that emotional ties there, then they're like, okay, she is real. She's real, authentic, and I want to know more about her.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Love it. Truth bombs.
Yes.
So is there anything that you wish you had done differently over the last few years?
Differently. Let's see here. I think the biggest thing for me is just really, it kind of goes back to making that room, that space to evolve, just to really give myself grace. To be honest with you, I've always been in this leader role. I'm the oldest of five girls, so I've always kind of been this leader, driven, like results, you know.
Yep.
And I think that for me personally, I put on this whole superwoman persona. Mm-hmm. Nothing against superwoman people, but, you know, as women, we think we have to, like, keep going and moving and perfection. Like I see that a lot of talk in the business arena about this perfection idea. But really letting go of that cape that I had no business of trying to wear because it's not realistic, you know, and just really allowing myself space to push those doubts, those fears away and really be grounded in who I am in Christ. And that's what I had to realize is that I'm not my business. I'm not a wife. I'm not just a mom. Before God gave me any of those responsibilities, I was his. Mm-hmm. I'm his daughter. So just learning to evolve for myself, knowing that who I am in Christ and knowing that everything that he's given me, these different roles, these heart's desires, all of that is governed by him. Mm-hmm. And perfection and God don't go together. He is the only perfect one, but he gives us a gift of grace.
Yes.
So I wish that initially I just, you know, and that's part of the journey, you know, of evolving to that point. But I wish I would have just really extended myself more grace and just allow that room to just be, you know, just to be present, embrace each step of the journey. Because I'm realizing that our steps right now are helping us for what's to come down the road. So if we rush what we're doing right now, guess what? You're going to miss out on what he's giving you for down the road, for your business, for your life. So if we can just slow down, just operate under grace and just realize that the process is there for a reason and just keep your eyes focused on God and who he's created you to be and not allow the comparison, the negative attitudes, the fear and the doubt to stop you. So just to keep moving in faith.
Oh my gosh. Are you writing a book soon? You need to. That better be on your to-do list.
Hey, I may be adding it. So
yes. So speaking of, what are you working on? What's in the works for 2017?
Well, actually, I just launched a awesome group called She Illuminates. Ooh. It is a membership community that's two parts. So you get the resource library plus the private Facebook group. So I'm excited about this group of women because this is our women that are saying, hey, we're ready for real talk, to be vulnerable, to be transparent. But hey, we need support. We need accountability. So I'm so glad that God just gave me the vision to create this group of women that's all about walking out God's truth and light in the everyday. Like the world is spinning and there's so much going on. And like I said, these are women that are wise moms, daughters, creatives, and ministry and business, just women just doing a lot.
Yeah.
So I wanted this place to be a place where you felt that sisterhood. You felt like you can push through those doubts, that someone's going to love you in those moments when you have those two-year-old meltdowns. And so not only did I want to create like this group, but I want this to be an actionable group where we knew that we're going to get some faith-infused resources to help you to grow in your personal walk. So you get access to this exclusive library that's filled right now with over 20 plus resources that include like workshops, audio and video lessons, printables, guys, workbooks, like it's some great stuff in that library. So you get access to this to work it at your own pace, on your own time, and really dig deep into the Word of God. And not only that, I have encountered and just been blessed by so many women, Christian creatives and entrepreneurs that are in business, that they are my faith champions. These women are pouring back into this community and they have also given resources and that they're sharing tips and strategies in our Facebook group. So not only are women being encouraged by me, but they also have their own faith squad. So you have a squad of women that's cheering you on, praying with you, motivating you, and just helping you to be everything that God has called you to be. So I'm excited about that. So you can check it out on my site. But honestly, for 2017, I'm just praying that God just continues to send the women that's right for the group and just empower women to illuminate God's truth in their daily walk. And our four core values are to illuminate His truth and make Him known, to impact the world, your home, and your community with influence, and then to empower others to be led by His light, and then to encourage us to go out and walk out our faith. So it's some great things in that community, and I'm just excited for what all God is going to do.
Oh my gosh. That sounds amazing. Like, I got goosebumps. It's like so much stuff, and like the community sounds amazing. So where can we connect with you online, find out more about this community and social media and all that?
So yes, you can visit me at chamel evans.com, and there you can find all the information about She Illuminates, as well as my mentoring packages, some great free resources that I got out there for ladies who are just kind of jumpstarting. I got you covered. And also, you can catch me on social media. So like I said, my favorite is Instagram, and then Pinterest. And I have a Facebook group, but that's really connected with She Illuminates. But all of my social media handles are at Chamel Evans. So I definitely appreciate you guys coming, checking it out. And also, be sure to subscribe to my emails. I send out Sparks of Truth monthly. So you know what? I'm bringing God's truth and His light straight to your inbox, as well as some free wallpapers for your desktops and your iPhone. So there's no excuse to not see His word and to be everything that He's called you to be. So definitely check that out.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for this and for what you do, because I know you are impacting a lot of women. And
thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. You can also watch these interviews on my YouTube channel if that's more your style. I'd love to connect with you on social media at Jess Creatives or on my website, jesscreatives.com.